Iran and signatories of the JCPOA minus the United States have met in Vienna to see whether the nuclear deal can be saved. The ball was in the court of the European Union, plus China and Russia, to hammer out an agreement. Yet after all was said and done, it was hard to conclude for certain whether a deal was made or not that would appease Iran.
The remaining signatories to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, otherwise known as JCPOA, pledged to do all they can to keep the accord alive following the U.S. withdrawal.
I would hope that the new found unity, or at least the appearance of unity, does expand and does spread into something other than the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Iran's top diplomat struck a positive tone after talks with its counterparts from the other signatories to the deal in Vienna. But he warned Iran will remain in the deal only if the agreement benefits the nation.
And we will continue to see whether the remaining members of JCPOA are prepared to implement their part of the bargain as we discussed today and as we agreed today.
Russia's foreign minister lashed out at the U.S. calls for stopping business with Iran. The negotiations in Vienna made one thing clear. These countries are standing united in the face of U.S. pressures after its pullout from the nuclear deal.
What's happened, I think, is that the Europeans are beginning to realize that because of Trump and his wild cowboy-like attitudes towards trade wars, starting one with China, starting one with Europe, refusing to make any kind of exceptions or compromise with reality.
Let's take a look now at what Iran's foreign minister said upon the conclusion of those talks in Vienna. First, he said that all parties will continue supporting the deal to take measures to, quote, save the JCPOA. The European Investment Bank, the EIB, will be the facilitator for financial transactions. But what stood out after the meeting concluded was the show of unity when it came on one issue, the United States. They all had the political will to stand up to America and U.S. President Donald Trump.
The U.S. shows no sign of retreating from its position on the JCPOA. It is bent on forcing France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China into stopping business with Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump refuses to offer exceptions to Europe over trading with Iran. Trump also seeks to reduce Iran's oil exports to zero. Experts in the U.S. warn this will push oil prices to $120 per barrel. The Trump administration says its strategy will work and will push Iran into giving concessions.
Well, in my view, the American government, especially Trump and his Zionist advisors, will become extremely wroth and very, very vocal and very, very hostile towards any kind of newfound unity amongst the Europeans, the Russians, the Chinese, and Iran. They have carried on repeatedly in the past, besides making demands on tariffs and imposing huge increases across the board on a variety of items.
Trump's withdrawal from the JCPOA was just one in a series of similar unilateral moves by his administration. He has abandoned the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. U.S. media says Trump also threatened to leave the World Trade Organization. Opponents of the U.S. president at home say with every single move by Trump, America will lose more allies and will become more isolated in the international arena.